And now, everybody, for some exclusive news on the presidential race.
Bite the ballot.
Oh my God, sometimes that thing scares me. Our senior political analyst, Ed Harrow, is with us, and he's promised us an exclusive interview with a big political player. So, Ed, who'd you get? Hillary? McCain? I'm so excited.
It's bigger, Faith. None other than former Democratic presidential candidate, Bill Richardson.
Really? And where is he? Bring him in. I'm ready.
Faith, he's already here.
Where is he?
He's under the desk, Faith. I drugged him pretty heavily and didn't want his unconscious body in plain sight, so.
Oh my God, Ed!
Yeah.
He is there. That's illegal. That's crazy. You can't drug a governor. What are you doing?
Cannon did, Faith. Let me just get him up here.
His mouth is open. That's unseemly. Ed, why? Why would you drug Bill Richardson? Now we can't speak to him.
I didn't bring him here so he could speak, Faith. But don't you notice anything different about unconscious Bill Richardson?
He has a full beard?
That's right. Very Grizzly Adams. I'm not going to be president anymore, so why shave and shower?
Okay, Ed, so you dig his beard, but you promised an exclusive interview.
Right.
Whom are we going to talk to?
We're going to ask his beard the questions the public is dying to know, Faith.
His beard?
No, yours, Faith. Of course, his beard.
Okay, now you've managed to insult me and perplex me. All right. I can't believe. All right. Okay, Bill Richardson's beard. I can't believe I'm doing this. Bill Richardson's beard. What is the most important issue right now going on in the election, do you think?
Hello, Faith. Thanks for having me. Good question. The meat I'm attached to made
nice.
A big deal about immigration. But honestly, I think we all know the most important issue is universal access to high-quality grooming products.
Grooming products?
Mustache wax, mm-hmm. Beard dye, dyed mustache, beard wax.
I should have known. Okay, well, where to from here, Mr. Beard?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Faith. First, a major overhaul of Beard's public image. I'm tired of honest, hardworking Beards getting associated with ugly dropouts. This is an epidemic. Al Gore lost the race. What did he do? Got fat, grew a beard.
Yeah.
Richardson's body here lost the primary, grew a beard. Already fat. So the public sees Beard and thinks loser, but that's just not true. Think of all the great Beards throughout history. Abe Lincoln, Sigmund Freud, that old Chinese guy, most wizards.
Liza Minnelli. Oh, Ed. I think Bill Richardson is stirring.
The Beard still has the floor.
Oh, I'm sorry. Beard, I think your body is waking up.
Yes, I've got a very important meeting, so I've got to hurry this up.
Of course you do, Mr. Beard. But one more question.
Hold on. I'm buzzing. Hello? No, I can't right now. I'm doing an interview. Faith Sally or something. I don't know. A 7? Well, gotta go. Sorry about that. You were saying...
Did you just rate me?
Next question.
I'm a 7?
I said next
I know question. I'm on the radio, but I'm a 7?
8.
All right, Mr. Beard. That's all the time we can allot to facial hair today. Thanks, Beard. And thanks, Ed, for bringing me this informative and probably illegal exclusive.
My pleasure, Faith. And I hope it can be a recurring segment I call Beard's Eye View.
Ah.
And I ask our listeners to go to our website, morefairgame.org, and email us with the names of other famous beards they'd like to see as guests.
Truly. We want to hear who you'd like to interview. Wolf Blitzer's beard or Brad Pitt? It's gone gray.
Katie Holmes.
Nice. And on that note, thank you, Ed. Thank you, Mr. Richardson's beard.
Do you validate?
All right.